Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we're going to speak about living without resentment. Unfortunately, many of my clients come to me because they feel that their families have not treated them well. Or maybe they had some kind of problems with some really good friends of theirs, or even with their spouses. And this is the thing. Resentment equals anger. And when we have anger inside ourselves, we're hurting ourselves. And we really don't want to be hurting ourselves, I don't think. It's kind of masochistic. So I want to give you a tool so that you can turn this around. I'd like you to put yourself into a very relaxed state at some point. And just ask yourself this very serious question. What is the positive learning that I can receive as a result of this resentment that I feel toward the person or the situation, so I can move on in my life? And I'm going to give you an example of one of mine that I had to let go of. So many years ago, when I was diagnosed with manic depression, it's now known as bipolar, I realized that all of my friends my age were getting married, buying houses, moving on with their careers. And what was I doing? I was going from one shrink to another shrink, trying to get myself stable and sane. It took about 3 years to get the chemical stabilization and a lot more years to be finally off of any medication and being sane in my mind. It was a long haul. And I had a lot of resentment because I didn't understand why I had to be so far behind all of my peers with these problems. However, the way that I turned this around wasn't really by myself, to be honest. It was when I had a conversation with my web guy. He's a really good friend of mine, and we talk often about life, challenges, whatever. And he said to me the following. He said, you know, Suzanne, the reason that you're really good at doing hypnosis with other people is because you have empathy. Because of all the things that you've been through and you've learned from. So it makes you really good at what you do. You see, if I didn't have those challenges, how would I ever be able to relate to another person? And with hypnosis, because there's no license involved, at least here in the U.S., you get certification, but you don't get a license. A license is something from the state that tells you you need to abide by these things or you're going to lose your license. A certification just merely states that you've been through X amount of training and therefore you're certified to do something. There's no legal entity involved. So, with the hypnosis, I'm able to be me. I'm able to share my story. In fact, I shared one of my stories, this exact story actually, with a client I was working with earlier today. And her response was, thank you so much for sharing that story, because she feels so behind because of her own issues. She's merely 24, but she feels so behind. And the learning here is that she's done so much to help herself, to get out of a really bad, oppressive situation, to get into a situation where she can actually move on with her life without the oppression. She's working on healing herself. And from there, she'll be able to do really amazing things in this world. So, I really want you to understand that we can turn around those negative feelings of anger and resentment by figuring out a positive learning. In her case, it was getting out of an oppressive environment. In my case, it was learning how to be empathetic toward other people who are going through really hard times, especially with mental illness that they're trying to overcome. I was lucky I was able to overcome it through the hypnotic and NLP work with my trainers. And it was because I was unwilling to give up finding a new, different way of handling it all. Go ahead and do this for yourself. With any angers, any resentments, and you're going to feel so much lighter and brighter. It's going to be unbelievable. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.